We'll be meeting this Thursday, and one of the things that we want to discuss is on the way forward. As you know, the ruling, the extensive ruling, 113-page of the Supreme Court was given yesterday. We are still looking at that document and seeing some of the recommendations of that particular document, but also we also want to do an internal audit, including we've asked the UNDP to help us with the editing of the IT system to find out what were the challenges and how to overcome some of the failures that we did experience during the election.
Well, Ambassador, the Supreme Court's ruling that you made mention about, will it feature highly on the agenda as officials meet today?
I'm not very sure, but I'm sure there will be a mention of that ruling. It's a 113-page ruling. Some of it touches on how we did procure, and therefore it's something that we will not be concerned because I think the Supreme Court ruled that there should be some investigation by government agencies in terms of procurement and to see whether there was any impropriety in terms of that procurement.
Well, Ambassador, the Supreme Court, although it agreed with the outcome of the presidential vote and the general elections, it said the elections were by no means perfect. Will the IEBC review its operations to resolve some of these challenges that you face during the election period?
As you know, we are still in that stage where we are now digesting quite a number of changes, some of which legal challenges that we faced were as a result of last-minute amendments of the rules and regulations. Of course, there were challenges and delays in procurement, and we did experience problems as far as transmission of our results is concerned. So like any other organization, we do our own internal evaluation and come up with a report in terms of what areas we did succeed, what areas did we fail, what were the challenges, why did our equipment not work as expected. As you know, transmission results was only achieved in 40% of all the polling sessions. So we'll come up with those investigations to find out how best we can improve for the next election, and we did during the referendum.
What should Kenyans expect after your review is completed?
So we will make that investigation public, and we'll also ask for our external partners to try and help us. People like IFS, International Ideas, who are experts in areas of elections, will also talk to our sister organizations, people like South Africa and Botswana, who have done a review after their general elections to see areas that we can strengthen our management of elections and to be able to deliver our mandate effectively.